Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Coming up in April, it's the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. I actually remember exactly where I was the first time I ever heard of Earth Day, and it was about 3/4 of the way through the day. Nobody talked about it coming. But it's become a pretty big deal, and especially around here, the Earth Day celebration, which is celebrating 10 years, is the biggest Earth Day celebration that there is in the country. Tony Keene was brought in last year as CEO and entering his second year, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hello there. How are you, David?
Yeah, so I mean, it really has grown, and it's grown in stature, and my sense is that whole movement has sort of finally been legitimized. I mean, even seeing the stock market react positively to it.
And it really is coming into its element. I think people are taking things much more seriously these days in terms of what they're seeing out there in the environment. And, you know, it's not just one issue. I mean, obviously you hear a lot about climate, but the reality is we all want clean water and clean air. So people are paying attention to it. Corporate America and the world is taking, you know, real strong moves to be seen as being socially responsible on this area, and it's something that's important.
I used to hear the argument in the marketplace, the stock market, is that there's no reason to shackle yourself and be blind, because the oil company's not going to benefit if you buy their stock. It's been sold over 3 or 4 times. But now there's a real proliferation of what they call ESG portfolios, environmental, safety, and
social.
And social and governance.
Yeah.
And like I say, it is legitimized. Mm-hmm. You came from the outside world into this. I mean, you were not a hippie or anything.
No.
so you have a broader view.
Right. And I definitely come at this from a much more of a business perspective. And, you know, to me, it's one of the situations where, yes, I think we all need to live in harmony with what's going on in the world and the earth. And if we don't do that, then, you know, if we don't take care of the earth's not going to take care of us. So we really have to have that as an underlying principle. But the other side of the coin is that, okay, so how do we solve and reverse some of the things that we've been doing? And, you know, that's the thing about the EarthX platform. We like to talk about these issues and bring people from all different opinions and sides, that the whole hope is that, you know, create solutions that are practical and are executable. And from my business background, I mean, bottom line is that that means these solutions have to make sense economically, as well as truly have an impact and be shown to have an impact.
Yeah, and that's the interesting thing about this evolution of EarthX here, is that it's gone from more than just sort of a 1 or 2 day show to, you know, movies and symposiums. And now I understand you've got a new association with the National Geographic this year.
Right. Well, National Geographic, they came and took a look at our show last year and really liked what they saw. So they were partner this year with us. They're coming in with a lot of their support and assets that they have. The National Geographic Society is going to be, they probably have between outside and indoor space, about 5,000 square feet of expo and interactive spaces for our attendees to really participate in. They really, you know, focused a lot on, the wildlife and conservation. And it's something that's important to them. And they really felt that our platform was a platform to really be talking from and amplifying their message.
You seem like the last few years you've had a lot of exhibitors, and it seems like it's grown a good bit.
It has.
Do you have any numbers?
Yeah, we had over 700 different organizations last year. I think, last year we were talking about, well, we thought we could get to about 150,000 attendees. And last year we ended up doing over 177,000 attendees. And this year, with it being the 50th anniversary of Earth Day and our 10th anniversary, we're expecting well over 200,000 attendees, and we're expecting a bigger increase in the number of exhibitors and organizations. Because, you know, we're the only ones that are bringing, you know, business together with the government, together with other nonprofits, with the academic community and the universities.
Well, and a nice venue. April 22nd through the 26th, and it's at Fair Park again. You guys moved out there a couple of years ago. And now you've got new landlords. How's that working out?
It's actually, they've had some challenges when they took this thing over from the city, but they're really trying hard to work with us and really kind of professionalize a lot of the services that they're doing. So with the bond issue starting, and they're getting a lot of now dollars to start renovating some of the buildings in Fair Park. So we're seeing some real improvements on that aspect, and looking forward to seeing the final outcomes as they continue down a plan of redevelopment of Fair Park and complete restoration of those historic buildings.
How much of the park do you use?
We use, I don't know the exact percentage, but I mean, we use basically everything that sits around the Cotton Bowl, and including the Cotton Bowl. So,
and the Esplanade.
Yeah, and the Esplanade, all that. So we use, we're using, I would say, probably 60 to 70% of the park.
And you were having off-site conferences last year and panel discussions and movies and that sort of thing.
Right. Well, the film festival starts on the 17th of April, and that's held at some theaters around town. To showcase the films, bring in the producers, and have questions and answers. So it's a real educational format. And then this year what we're going to be doing is we're going to be starting on Wednesday, April 22nd, which is the actual Earth Day. We're going to be having a celebration banquet that evening, and really talking about, looking at the last 50 years and then also, what's been accomplished. And then on the 23rd, on Thursday, at the Anatole Hilton, we'll be starting off a lot of our conferences. And so our conference attendees on legal and policy, our e-capital summit, our what we call our Future 500, which is on corporate sustainability, as well as our energy conference, and we're doing a technology conference, Tech for Good, in partnership with SMU this year, and also a city's resilience program, where we're going to be bringing in mayors from around the globe to have some interesting mayor panel discussions. But all that starts on Thursday. That will then carry over into Friday as well, where we'll have more speakers, and then the expo opens, and then it goes into the weekend, and we'll have more conferences starting on Saturday as well. So, I mean, it's a busy 5 days.
But it's also just grown like crazy. I mean, you weren't here 10 years ago, but yeah. I remember 10 years ago. And as I remember, the city had a little, I don't know, one-day celebration out in a park.
Well, yeah, it was finally downtown.
Main Street Park. Yeah. But as I remember, Mike Rollins was mayor then. He approached Trammell S. Crow and said, you want to do something with this?
Right.
Well, and he's done a lot with it.
He's done a lot with it, in Trammell Crow fashion. I mean, he just goes at it in the big way and like, well, okay, we're going to just, this is how we're going to do it. With his background in the Marts, bringing people in, and that's what he's done. And he's just created an absolutely wonderful platform that really people are taking notice of. I mean, some of the people that want to be associated with us, like National Geographic, but also, we'll have probably over 8 senators with us this year. We'll have 2 members, secretaries of the cabinet. We'll have some people from the House of Representatives. We'll have, CEOs of major companies. We're being taken seriously, and it still surprises everybody that the world's largest environmental event is in Dallas, Texas, and it gives Dallas, Texas a lot to be proud of.
Yeah. I mean, this scope is really interesting because it was Earth Day Dallas, then it morphed into sort of Earth Day Texas because we want to be bigger and involve more than just, and now EarthX. And so nobody is approaching this.
Not on the same scale we are.
That's fascinating. I can't wait to see it. April 22nd through 26th, although the movies are beforehand. And
right.
Is there some sort of omnibus ticket that you could get to, if you want to go into all of that stuff?
Basically, there's, obviously, we ask, we're as the public display part of it. I mean, we ask for a nice donation because we're a nonprofit. We're doing this for the education and awareness of environmental issues. There's tickets that are on our website, earthx.org. And you can get tickets to the banquets. You can get tickets to the conferences there, and then also tickets to the film festival. And, yeah, you can buy a pass to the film festival to go to all the films. You can buy a pass to the conferences. We're calling it the EarthX Congress of Conferences that allow people to go in and out of several of those conferences on Thursday. So it's we make it easy.
Yep, and you are officially mainstream. Tony Keene, CEO of EarthX. We can't wait for it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, David. We're looking forward to it.
Thanks for more of our conversation with Mr. Keene. Go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.